Hello, this is Hugh Bader, and I'm your moderator for this evening's discussion. I'm here with State Senator Vincent Hughes, and we want to welcome you to this live telephone town hall. If you have a question for Senator Hughes this evening, press star 3 on your phone's keypad. That's star 3 on your phone's keypad if you have a question for Senator Hughes and his very special guest this evening. So now I'd like to welcome Senator Vincent Hughes.
Thanks, Hugh, and thanks to everybody and all of my constituents for participating in tonight's call. As we know, some of our best feedback and ideas that we receive come directly from our constituents. As Hugh indicated, I am Senator Vincent Hughes. We're holding this live telephone town hall with a very special guest who I'll introduce momentarily. We'll be talking about issues that are important to our community and answer any questions that folks might have. We'll try to get to as many questions as possible, but usually the questions are, the list of questions from the folks participating is extremely extensive, so we can't get to everyone on this one-hour phone call, but we'll try to do is to log as many issues in as possible, and our office will get back to everyone after the call is over and in the next couple of days. This format is going to allow everyone to listen in, offer your opinion, and even ask a question, as I said, from the comfort of your own home. If you'd like to ask a question at any time, press star 3, as Hugh indicated. Press star 3 if you'd like to ask a question at any time. As folks know, we're in our state budget season. This is June. This is the season every year where we finish up Pennsylvania state budget. We've got to be done by June 30th. Last year we were done by about June 22nd, June 21st, June 22nd. And we're crossing our fingers, but pushing pedal to the metal to make sure that we hit the mark by June 30th and hopefully get done even earlier. But that's going to take a lot of effort. So a lot of the time we're spending right now is dealing with all the requests that have come in to address the various issues in the state budget since our last budget was done. And to help us and to lead us in this effort is Governor Tom Wolf, who's on the line with us this evening. Governor Wolf, this is the first, happy to say, this is the first Senate telephone town hall that he's participated in, and he's participated in at our request, and we thank him for that. And I'll turn it over to the governor shortly. One of the big issues that we're talking about in this budget season is finally, after 13 years, raising Pennsylvania's minimum wage. The minimum wage hasn't been raised in Pennsylvania since 2006. It's long past time that we get this done in Pennsylvania. We've been fighting for this darn near ever since we raised the minimum wage the last time because we want to make sure that low-income working individuals get a boost in their pocketbooks and utilize that boost in their personal pocketbooks to spend those resources in their local community, thereby lifting everyone up as they spend those dollars locally. Governor Wolf has made this central to his platform, has been always an advocate for raising minimum wage. And in fact, this year, when he introduced the budget proposal on that first Tuesday in February, he made that his leading statement. It's time we raise the minimum wage. So, Governor, I'm going to turn it over to you. I want to thank you for leading with that effort on the minimum wage. I want to thank you for participating in this town hall. I want to thank you for the good work that we've done over the entirety of your term in office, which led to a successful reelection in November of last year. And I just want to thank you for making this decision to make my telephone town hall, the town hall for the 7th Senatorial District and my constituents, the first one that you're choosing to participate in. So, Governor Wolf, the phones are yours now, sir.
Well, thank you, Senator Hughes, and I'm, you do me a great honor by having me on here. So thank you for inviting me to be part of this. I think everybody on the line knows Senator Hughes is a great force in Harrisburg. He is a phenomenal public servant, and I count him as a great colleague. I have learned a lot from him. I've been in politics only 4.5 years, and Senator Hughes is one of the people that I look to for guidance and suggestions and ideas, and he has been a great colleague for me. And as he points out, there are a number of key issues, starting with, we're right in the middle of the budget, but top there is in my budget, and this is the fourth year I've presented a budget calling for an increase after many years, an increase in the minimum wage. We need to do that. It's only right. It's fair. It's also, it would be a good thing for our economy, and actually it would be a good thing for our budget. We could actually save hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer money if employers actually raised the minimum wage. We raised the minimum wage in Pennsylvania. So that's really important. Other issues that the senator and I have both championed, things like election reform, the idea of early voting, same day voter registration, no excuse absentee ballots, and of course we've both been working hard to make sure that we address the issue of gerrymandering. Pennsylvania was one of the first states to eliminate it in the congressional elections after the 2021 or the 2020 census. We want to do that in the state Senate and state House seats as well. So those are important. The whole issue of fairness. Pennsylvania has to have a level playing field that is equal for everybody. If some of us are not free, if some of us don't have equal access, none of us have it. So we have got to make sure that is something that is good for Pennsylvania, is open for everybody. And finally, I'm pushing, and Senator, thank you for giving me the time to promote Restore Pennsylvania. I've been in Philadelphia, you know, where you face problems of lead paint in schools. You have blight, flooding in places like Upper Darby. Those problems occur all over Pennsylvania, and we have a unique opportunity to do something about it with Restore Pennsylvania, $4.5 billion to allow local officials to address the issues that affect their citizens in their homes where they live. And these are the things that both the senator and I are fighting for in Harrisburg. So, Senator, thanks again for having me on.
Thank you, Governor, and we appreciate you. And we appreciate your service, and you know, we appreciate the way that you work with not just the Democrats in Harrisburg, but with a firm but open hand with our Republican colleagues that allows us to move the ball forward on a number of issues. Having restored the $1 billion in cuts in education that the previous governor did, under your leadership, restoring those dollars and advancing the ball in that space, is good work on your behalf. And I have to remind folks, the full implementation of the Affordable Care Act under your leadership. The previous governor was one of the governors across the country that filed a lawsuit against former President Obama regarding the implementation of the Affordable Care Act. And the people collectively stood up, and you were part of that, and said, nope, not going to do that. In fact, we're going to change that. We changed the governor, and then you came in, and within 3 months of your service in office, we got the Affordable Care Act beginning to move in. And so we appreciate that. And, you know, well over 500,000 people now have health insurance, and probably, if I remember correctly, we're getting close to over 1 million people in Pennsylvania have taken full advantage of every aspect of the Affordable Care Act, and we appreciate that very much as we fight to maintain it and try to improve it, given what's going on with the gentleman occupying the White House. I shouldn't call him a gentleman, with the person occupying the White House. That's me saying that, Governor. That's not you, okay? With the person occupying the White House trying to destroy every aspect of it. Governor, why don't we take one of our first calls. I see we try Gloria.
Yeah, we're going to go to Gloria. Before we go to Gloria, for those that have just joined us, if you have a question for Governor Wolf or Senator Hughes this evening, you can press *3 on your phone's keypad. Again, if you have a question for the governor or Senator Hughes, you can press *3
on your phone's keypad. We'll welcome all kind of questions. Senator, we're going to go to Gloria in West Philly. Governor. Gloria, go ahead. You're live with the governor and Senator Hughes.
Hey, Gloria.
Hi,
hey, Gloria.
How you doing?
I'm doing
my
great.
My question is, I want to know how much are y'all going to raise minimum wages?
I called for getting to $15, $12 to start, and then 50 cents a year for the next 6 years, and then I want to tie it to the rate of inflation after that. So basically getting to 15.
Yay, and I'll be with you when you do it. Oh, I need that. I need that, I'm telling you. Because I am a single woman that's a homeowner, and I can't seem to get no kind of help. And I'm working on like $13 an hour.
Wow. So I think Governor, on our calculations, your calculations and our calculations, raising the minimum wage would probably right off the bat impact about 1 million workers in Pennsylvania. And over a 5-year period would probably add about $9 billion to everybody's earning capacity. So, Gloria, that's a big chunk of money. If you know like I know, when you're broke, first thing you need is a few extra dollars in your pocket. That would be very, very helpful. So that's what the projection is, Gloria. Governor?
Yeah, no, Senator, you were absolutely right. There are about 1 million people. And this is if we start at $12, that's 1 million people, somewhere between the $7.25 where we are right now. And just think of that, $7.25, you work full time and you have a family of four, you, your spouse and your two children, you're below the poverty level. That's not right. Working full time, one job, and you're not above water. We need to change that in Pennsylvania.
Governor, thank you very much. Gloria, thank you very much for that question. Again, if you have a question for the governor or Senator Hughes, you can press *3 on your phone's keypad. Senator, governor, we're going to go back to the callers. We're going to go to Josephine in North Philadelphia. Josephine, go ahead. You're live with Governor Tom Wolf and Senator Vincent Hughes.
Hey, Josephine.
Hello, how are you both?
Hi, Josephine.
Good.
Fine, thanks.
My question is, there are a lot of people that have been working through temporary agencies for years. They're like, I won't say they're disabled, but, you know, they don't get in for real. So they're getting paid lower than minimum wage. Like, minimum wage is, what, $7.50 now?
$7.25, yeah.
Okay.
So Josephine, I'm not a lawyer, but that's not right. So they shouldn't be making below the minimum wage, even at $7.25. I want to, both the senator and I want to raise that, but we ought to check on that. That shouldn't be.
Yeah, they're making below minimum wage because they're working through a temp agency. They're not able to be hired by the company directly. They want to keep her on, but they won't hire her directly. Like I said, you know, she's got some issues. I shouldn't put that out there. But I'm saying it's still not fair that she's still not making minimum wage. Then I question whether she's even getting benefits.
Why don't you do this, Josephine? Why don't you call my office tomorrow and ask to speak to Tiffany Wilson. Tiffany Wilson. And my phone number is real easy to remember. Real easy. 215-879-7777. 215-879-7777.
Uh-huh.
All right? And
because
I think we probably need to get into a much more personal conversation.
Right.
But we can do that as opposed to having that conversation on the phone with hundreds of other folks. So ask to speak to Tiffany, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you, Josephine.
Thank you,
Josephine. Well, good evening.
Josephine, thank you very much for your call. Senator, we're going to, and Governor, we're going to go back to the callers. We're going to go to Jeanette in West Philadelphia. Jeanette, go ahead. You're live with Senator Tom Wolf and Senator Vincent Hughes.
Thank you for this platform.
Hey,
my name is Jeanette Davis. I live in West Philadelphia area, and I'm just calling to find out, since we aspire to go green, one of the questions I have would be relating to solar energy. And so my question is, you know, how can you bring this service to us as Philadelphia residents so that we can, you know, find out more about it? And I like to sign up for it personally. And I heard about solar energy being efficient, you know, for the planet that we live on.
Yep.
So that's something that...
Yeah. Jeanette, I think this is a good point. Can I just take this, Senator, for just a minute?
Sure, absolutely, Governor. You're the governor. Of course you can take it.
Yeah, well, thanks. I appreciate that. No, Jeanette, I think this is a great question. If you look at what's happening in things like the capital markets where people are trying to raise money for the future, you know, ways of generating electricity, the places that are the kinds of generating facilities that seem to be easiest to raise money for right now are solar and wind and solar farms. Now, for in solar panels on house roofs are not quite as efficient as solar panels in a solar farm, because the panels can move with the sun. And I think what the capital markets are telling us is that that's where we're moving toward. We're moving toward a solar wind future. There will probably be some base power, they call it, to make sure that you can flick the lights go on when you turn the switch on. But much of what is going to be generating our future electricity will be solar and wind. Now, the question is, how do we get from where we are now to that future? How long is that going to take? And what specifically will that future look like? Well, no one is really a future, you know, a seer. So I'm not. So I don't know exactly when that's going to happen or what it's going to look like. But what I'm doing in the meantime to try to make that transition as smooth and painless as possible are things like trying to encourage more generation of solar electricity in Pennsylvania. So what's called close the borders. We used to import solar electricity from out of state. We no longer do that. It's now coming from electricity generated by solar power within the state. I think the senator and I both would like to see the portfolio standards raised so that we mandate a bigger percentage of electricity that has to come from solar and wind. That's something we have to do. In January, I signed an executive order where I set a target for Pennsylvania for reducing our carbon emissions, which means we have to get to things like solar and wind faster. And I joined the Climate Alliance since what do you call him, Senator, the guy in the White House? Dropped us out of the Paris Accord.
The guy occupying the White House.
Whatever his name is, he dropped us out of the Paris Accord. A number of states have created a Climate Alliance. Pennsylvania is now part of that,
okay,
which is more than half the states. So we're doing things, and I think the from a public policy point of view, the senator and I are trying to figure out how can we move as quickly as possible toward that inevitable solar and sustainable energy future. So you're right to be concerned about that. It's something that we've got to pay attention to. We have a climate change challenge that we have got to address. We cannot put it off, and I'm trying to do that here in Pennsylvania.
Hey, Jeanette, the yes, governor is absolutely right. I want to give you a website and a phone number to check out. It's the Philadelphia Energy Authority. Okay, Philadelphia Energy Authority. And their website is philaenergy.org, philaenergy.org. And the phone number is 215-686-4483, 215-686-4483. They can give you the best information out there about how to make the transition to solar. The little known fact:
Philadelphia is rated one of the better cities in the nation in terms of its efforts to make the transition to sustainable energy sources like solar. We've got a lot of work to do, but we're pretty well positioned to get a lot of stuff done. And Philadelphia Energy Authority is one of the best vehicles around to steer you to the right companies and the right programs that can get you squared away around making this move to solar, all right? So PhillaEnergy.org, and it's 215-686-4483.
Thank you so much.
Jeanette, thanks,
Jeanette.
Jeanette, thank you for your question.
Not a problem.
Senator, we're going to go back to the callers, but before we do, I just want to remind those who have just joined us, if you have a question for Governor Tom Wolf or Senator Vincent Hughes this evening, you press *3 on your phone's keypad. That's *3. If you have a question for the governor or the senator, we're going to go back to the callers. We're going to go to Bertha in West Philadelphia. Bertha, go ahead. You're live with Governor Tom Wolf and Senator Vincent Hughes.
Hey, Bertha.
Bertha, you there?
Bertha, are you there?
Yes, this is Bertha.
Go ahead. You're on the phone with the governor.
Bertha.
Hello, this is Bertha Kimball, and I'm worrying about the guns on the street. What time are we going to get these guns off the street?
That's a great question. I think we need to I'm not sure why it's taken us so long to address this issue, but we need to at least start with universal background checks. We need to stop selling military-style assault weapons. We need to get rid of the gun show loophole. And these are just common sense gun safety things that will at least start the process of undoing the terrible violence that folks in places like Philadelphia and all over communities all over Pennsylvania are facing. So we need to do work, and you are right to be concerned about it.
I'm praying about it. I'm praying to the God about it, because he's the one that can give us an idea what to do.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right, Bertha. The violence going on is just out of control. One of the things we were able to get done in last year's budget is about us creating a new community school and community anti-violence program, and it's distributing about $60 million all across the state to communities and organizations to help deal with violence in all types, and especially gun violence. We plan to get it funded again this year. Maybe we can get a few extra dollars in that program to keep that going. And so we can help neighborhoods and communities and neighborhood organizations and block captains and churches and what have you get engaged in turning away from violence and definitely turning away from guns. You know, we need a few more Democrats in Harrisburg in the Senate, and a few more Democrats in Harrisburg in the House. We could take majority control of both sides of the building, the House and the Senate, and then we'll get some of these bills that the governor talked about, get them passed. But in the meantime, let's get some help into these neighborhoods and helping the communities, getting folks alternatives and jobs and opportunities so we can not have to deal with the issues of violence and guns.
That's a good one, Brent. Tomorrow at 2:30 in the Capitol in Harrisburg in the Rotunda, we're having a rally to address this issue. So if you're in the area, stop in.
Bertha, thank you very much for your question. And before we go back to the callers, I want to remind those that have just joined us, if you have a question this evening, you press *3 on your phone's keypad. That's *3 on your phone's keypad.
Governor, I know you got some time constraints. I want to see if you can squeeze in another call.
I can. How about one more question?
All right, let's try that.
Okay, Senator, where do you want to go here? Do you want a reapportionment?
How about voting machine?
All right, let's go. We're going to go to Margaret. Margaret, go ahead. You're live with Governor Tom Wolf and Senator Vincent Hughes.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you.
Question. What is the likelihood of getting voting machines with paper trails prior to the 2020 election?
The there is a good chance. My hope is that we can. I've been working on that, and I've been putting together a plan to get everybody, every county, with paper trail voting machines by the 2020 election. There has been some pushback, as the senator knows, from actually some of the more rural areas. But I think we're making great progress in most of Pennsylvania, and I think the odds, the chances are very, very good that we will have voting machines. I think there's a broad recognition, actually a bipartisan recognition, that we need paper trails, that we need to feel secure in our voting process so that we know that our vote counts. And I think that's pretty broadly shared. Senator, do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think where the issue is assisting the counties and changing their each of their machines.
Right.
The Department of State has given each county in Pennsylvania a list, a short list of machines that will have passed the muster of security, which, as everybody heard the statements in the Mueller press conference, or his Mueller statement, was every American should be concerned about the attempts to hack the 2016 election. And we all should take that seriously. Fortunately, Governor Wolf has done that. Department of State has approved five different systems that each county can choose from, and each county is in the process of choosing them. And, you know, some counties, you know, want some extra help in terms of paying for it, and we're trying to figure out how we can do that. Governor's put some money on the table, and we'll see if that gets through the budget process. But we're on the way. It is a mandate, I think, absolutely necessary. And I think, you know, look, we know we're not getting the kind of help we need to get out of the White House. So we got to – every state's got to take this mission on its own. I'm being kind here, Governor. Please forgive me.
You're being very kind. We've gotten a little bit of support from the District of Columbia, from Washington, but this is on the states. And you're right. I put some money into this year's budget with the idea that there will be money in the future, working to negotiate with the vendors who have been accepted and actually have the paper trail. So we're trying to do what we can to.
Will they also not be connected to the internet, so the availability of being hacked would be limited? I heard
I am not sure. We are doing everything that, and as the senator said, the Department of State is working overtime to try to make sure that these machines that they have vetted and accepted are as safe as they can possibly be. Can I guarantee you that there is absolutely no way anybody from, you know, some brilliant person from Drexel or somebody can't hack into these things? I can't guarantee you that, but
right.
The,
well, if you
the
did,
Department
I would
State
have
doing
a word for you.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't be a nice word. Yeah,
so it wouldn't.
To be honest here, but it wouldn't be nice. But we're trying to. We are doing everything we can to make sure these are as safe as they can possibly be.
And what is the concern with the rural communities as to why they – is it just the dollar value, or are they concerned about something else?
Well, some of it has to do with the cost. But, again, the Department of State, the General Assembly, and I have worked together to try to figure out a way to make this as affordable as possible. We have worked with vendors to get good prices.
It's not like they're opposing getting new machines for some reason other than the fact that they don't have the money.
I don't think so. I think it's mostly a matter of money. Now, I might be missing out on somebody
money.
Who just doesn't like me, but it's mostly money. Yeah, and so all of us are trying to figure out how we can cobble together a way to make this affordable for every county everywhere in Pennsylvania, because everybody's vote has to count.
Well, Margaret, thank you very much for your question, Senator.
Thanks, Margaret. Thank you so very much for giving us a call. Appreciate you. Appreciate your interest. That is, the governor said in his budget address back in February, it's one of the things he wanted to get done modernize and make our election system secure. And he's put some money where his mouth is. And so, you know, that kind of determines, you know, how important these things are. I think some counties are maybe slow to the draw. Some of it they may be slow to the draw because of finances. Some of it they may be slow to the draw because of other reasons, and I'm being kind here because we have the governor as a guest. Okay?
Yeah. Margaret, I might have been actually. It might be because they don't like me. I don't know.
I'm sure they like you, okay? But they may like the orange man more, and I'll just leave it at that, all right?
Okay.
Governor, I know you got to go. I got to thank you sincerely. On myself and on behalf of the constituents of the 7th Senatorial District for jumping on this call. I know your schedule is busy. You got a lot of stuff to do, and I really appreciate your jumping on the call, but more importantly, I appreciate your efforts going to help us out and move things forward. It's tough. It's tough when you have the other guys in charge in the House and the Senate, and hopefully one day we'll change that soon.
Yep.
But it's your ability to work on both sides of the aisle, I think is commendable to be able to make the progress that we have made. So I want to thank you, Governor, for jumping on the call. Thanks,
Senator, and I appreciate working with you. And I thanks Gloria, Josephine, Jeanette, Bertha, and Margaret for asking such good questions. Thank you very much,
Governor. You're taking notes, Governor.
I got you. All right. I just look stupid. All right. Hey, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Governor. I'll see you tomorrow at the rally in the afternoon.
Thank you, Governor.
I'll see you.
Take care.
Bye.
Okay.
Thanks.
Senator, we're going to go back to the callers. Again, if you have a question for Senator Hughes tonight, you can press *3 on your phone's keypad. That's *3 on your phone's keypad. Senator, we're going to go to Sam. Sam, go ahead. You're live with Senator Hughes. Hey, Sam.
Hello. How are you, Senator Hughes?
I'm doing fine, man. Had the governor on the call. I'm doing real good.
Outstanding. I have one concern about the vocational training. When are we going to get that back as far as our youth? Starts in the 9th, 10th grade. You know, our youth need something to do other than going in these parks and, you know, acting like they have fun. You know, they need morals now. We need to get them back to vocational training and going from that point. How are we going to get them motivated?
Well, I think there's two things. I'll start from a money piece first, and then maybe I'll go to a values piece right after that. We're negotiating in the governor's budget proposal to try to increase more money for vocational training, and the new term that folks are using is career and technical education, mm-hmm. CTE, career and technical education, so that they can learn a skill and then utilize that skill to go on to either a job or starting their own business, the whole deal. So hopefully we can get that stuff in place and move that ball forward. At the same time, you know, part of the conversation that we have to do is have some internal conversations within the community, within the neighborhood, with the good thinking folks who want to make a difference in the community, and try to reach out to these young people and try to bring them in. Our office is right there at the corner of 54th and Woodbine, 2401 North 54th Street, right there on the corner. And we're prepared to work with anyone who wants to work with young people to try to change their circumstance around, to try to change their life around, and try to connect them to the resources that are out there. I know the School District of Philadelphia, which is strapped for cash, has been trying to expand its CTE activities and work more closely with, for example, Community College of Philadelphia, which offers a range of programs in that space. One of the areas I'm suggesting, and this is, Sam, this is for you, but this is for everybody listening.
Yes.
If you have a young person who's interested in automobiles, all right, and repairing automobiles and everything in that space, get them over to Community College of Philadelphia, especially at the shop at the campus in West Philadelphia, up there at 47th, 48th, and Chestnut Street. They had an automotive program over there. The young people, we visited the community college. In fact, the governor, along with Councilman Jones, visited that space over there and visited their automotive training program. And young people are going into that program. And the jobs are so plentiful that they're leaving the program to go take the job once they get the skills, the basic skills in place. So you look around, if there's one thing that I think we're going to have with us for a long time, it's cars. Okay?
Exactly.
And they're going to need to be fixed. Okay? And for folks who might have some skill set, some capacity in that area, some interest, that is a fine career. The Jiffy Lubes of the world and all of those places are hiring folks right out of community college before they even finish their full 2-year program to get them work. And there's a good paying jobs with benefits. So I would recommend that. But we got to do a better job just bringing the community closer together and not staying so far apart. And anyone who wants to work on that with a local church, local block captain, local neighborhood organization, a local mosque, whatever, synagogue, whatever,
right.
Feel free to work with our office. We'll be glad to help out with any of that kind of stuff. All right,
because
Sam?
It starts in the classroom, too, though. You know, it starts in ninth grade. You know, all your skills have to be there. It's not just wanting to get a job.
Exactly.
You have to devote yourself to
school. And there's some training out there for that. And I think, as I said, the school district is expanding its efforts in that space. Probably not, it'll be a while before it gets back to where it was. I'm going to take a guess, Sam, when you and I were in high school, all right? When shop class was in just about in every school. I'm kind of dating myself here. But, you know, look, Randolph Skill Center, a few other places like that, I think the programs are expanding. We need just to drive more resources there so we can make more opportunities for folks. All right, Sam, thank you, man.
Sam, thank you very much for your call. Again, if you have a question for Senator Hughes tonight, you can press *3 on your phone's keypad. That's *3 on your phone's keypad. Senator, we're going to go to Arsenia in Winfield. Arsenia, go ahead. You're live with Senator Hughes.
Yes. Good evening, both. Pleasure for this opportunity. I'm calling concerning workers who are working full-time. Say you're working 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. And the only reason you're not working Saturday or Sunday because, you know, the place is closed. So, but you are considered as a part-time worker. And a part-time worker, but you're working full-time, as I told you, I gave you the date, the time, and the days of the week. Now, is this a personal problem with you, with the employer who can do this, or is this something that can be addressed through the two of you?
So the governor had to leave. So I'm going to try to address that, Arsenia. Let's say two things. Yes. First of all, call us tomorrow. Call Tiffany Wilson at my office tomorrow.
I have the number, 215-879-7777.
There you go, Arsenia. That's one of my better calls. Listening.
Good.
Pay attention.
Make sure you have Tiffany's name, though.
Yeah, got Tiffany Wilson, okay?
Okay, very good. All right.
Here's what I need. We need to know, anytime this is happening, we need to know exactly where it's happening and who's doing it. So we need to know the company, okay?
Oh, yeah. Yes,
Because that is against state law,
yes.
City law, and federal law.
Yes.
All right?
Yes. And against your personal, you know, yes, I understand.
It's called wage theft. Okay?
Okay.
Everybody should remember that. Everybody should remember. Wage
theft. It's
called what? Wage theft.
Okay, W-A-G-E-S-T-E-P.
Yes. Theft. Like stealing.
Okay.
Theft. Wage theft. Okay?
Okay.
So they're basically stealing your money. Okay?
Well, true. And you're working full time.
Right. They're stealing your money, not paying you for every hour that you're supposed to be paid for. That's called wage theft. And it's also a tax cheat because they're not paying the appropriate taxes as well. So we need to, one of the things we're working on is to try to improve the number of inspectors, okay, that go from business to business to inspect each business and make sure they're not doing this. But the best way to do this, if you know some where it's going on with someone, let us know. Tell us.
Yes.
And then we'll get
yes.
the inspectors over there to do the right investigation, okay?
Exactly. Well, I will do that. I will call Tiffany tomorrow morning.
There you go. And I want
Thank
you to know
you.
Something, Arsenio, I want you to know something. You know, myself and Senator Haywood traveled all around the state in the last couple of weeks. I mean, all over the state, okay? He went to more places than I did, but we up to Lock Haven, Pennsylvania. All the way to Erie, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Familiar with Lock Haven. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me finish. To Western Pennsylvania, outside of Pittsburgh, here in Harrisburg, McKeesport. And what you're raising is an issue that came up in every place in Pennsylvania. All right. And this is just not black and brown folks. This is white folks too. Okay.
Okay.
It's happening all over the place. All right.
Thank you, Arsenio.
Arsenio, thank you very much for your call center. We're going to go back to the callers. We're going to go back to Carolyn. Carolyn, go ahead. You're live with Senator Hughes.
Hello. How are you?
Hey, Carolyn.
My question is about the affordable housing for low-income people. My daughter, one of them, and she has two kids, and she needs her own place, you know, and it's kind of hard. It's like a 5 or 6 year waiting list on the waiting,
So, Carolyn, here's what I want you to do once more, because there's a personal issue here that we want to make sure that we get addressed. Call Tiffany tomorrow. At 215-879-7777, and she will sit down with you and get all your personal information about the circumstance with your daughter, and we'll see what we can do to try to get some housing. Housing is the most difficult problem. There's not enough resources in housing. We're trying to increase the amount of money coming from the state down to the city and across all the communities in Pennsylvania. To provide more resources for housing, especially trying to deal with the issue of women who are trying to escape domestic violence. There's about 10,000 women in Philadelphia trying to escape domestic violence, have nowhere to go once they figure out that they got a way out of that violent situation. So it's a real problem. It's a real problem. We're not getting any help from Washington, D.C., not at the level we need to. But call Tiffany, 215-879-7777. And we'll try to see if we can help out with that personally. All right?
215-879-7777.
77. All and right.
Tiffany. Thank you so much, Senator.
All right, Arsenio. Take care now. Carolyn.
Carolyn,
yes. Okay. Carolyn, thank you very much for your callers. Senator, we're going to go back up to the callers. Missouri. Missouri, go ahead. You're live with Senator Hughes.
Yes.
Hey, Missouri, how are you?
I'm good.
Wonderful.
But I just have something that I need straightening out.
Okay.
I'm about tax rebate.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't receive a rebate from last year because they said that I have a client that lives with me. He's renting a room through PCA, Philadelphia Caring for the Age.
Yeah, Philadelphia Corporation Aging, yep.
That's right. Yes. Well, she gets rebate also. But they said the two of us couldn't get it in the same house.
Hmm.
Now, I pay real estate tax every month.
Yep.
It's not behind or none of that. And I think I need my rebate because I have lots of work that I needed around my home.
Uh-huh.
And I depend on that to do that type of thing every year.
Uh-huh.
You know, for my house. So I don't understand it, because some gets it. There's quite a few of them getting it. There ain't quite a few of them, a whole lot of them getting it. The client.
So here's what I want you to do, Ms. Missouri.
Yes.
Call Tiffany again, all right? Tiffany Wilson in my office at 215-879-7777. What I want you to do, 215-879-7777. So I want you to call Tiffany, and we're going to do an examination of your personal piece. We'll figure out the deal on the rent rebate,
right.
But we'll also make sure that we get you some help to make sure you get every benefit that's out there available to you. There's a lot of folks out there who are not getting everything available to them. All right.
Because
and we work with organizations.
5 years old. I don't have a job.
Uh huh. And you're missing out on stuff. I bet you you're missing out on stuff. Okay.
Yes.
I bet you're missing out on stuff. So what Tiffany will do is she'll take your information and probably connect you with one of the Campaign for Working Families or Clarify, which will go through your personal stuff, all right, privately in a secure fashion and make sure that you get everything that's available to you, all right, because I want to make sure that that happens for you and for anybody in my district. I don't want anybody leaving any money on the table. If it's there for you, you got to get it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
All right, Ms. Missouri.
All right.
Tiffany, tomorrow.
I certainly will.
Thank you.
Missouri, thank you very much for your call. So we're going to go back to the callers now. We're going to go to, before I do that, I just want to indicate if you have a question for Senator Houston, press *3 on your phone's keypad. That's *3 on your phone's keypad. Senator, I'm going to go to Jacqueline. Jacqueline, go ahead. You're live with Senator Houston.
Hello.
Hey, Jacqueline, how you doing?
Hi. How are you, Senator?
Great.
Governor?
Yeah.
Okay, my question was about the, is there some way, like they have for rent control and or for housing? Is this the rental houses, the property? Like I live on in West Philly, Overbrook section, and they're charging like $850 to $1,250, and people like low income. I have a daughter had four kids, and they're saying she's trying to get in some housing or whatever, and they don't consider her low income, but she can't keep up the rent and then the utilities and then the car insurance and car notes. It's ridiculous. They're $1,250 for a row home and a little rent that needs a lot of work. And
Go ahead, Jacqueline.
No, I'm saying it's ridiculous. You know, I'm just thinking that I've been in this block for 24 years. I mean, the property, the taxes, and I mean, my mortgage, they had jumped almost from $500 to $1,000. They came out and assessed the property. I'm like, I can't afford $1,100.
Yeah.
In a mortgage, I wasn't even working. I'm disabled. And I'm, you know, but hey, and I had a little disability check. And it's ridiculous. I had to change my homeowner's insurance in order to get it back down.
Wow. So we work, as I said to Ms. Missouri in the previous caller, we work with a couple of organizations to make sure that everyone gets all of the benefits that are out there that they're supposed to be getting. And there are some benefits in the space around rent and the space around making sure that you don't get hurt on property tax increases and things of that nature. But we need you to give our office a call, Jacqueline. We need you to give us a call so we can sit down with you and go through your personal stuff and make sure that you get everything that's out there, as your daughter as well. The gentrification issue is a big problem. There are communities that are changing all over the place, and the costs are going up, and there are protections in place that can help with that. But we're finding a lot of people just aren't taking advantage of the help and the protections that are out there. So as I said, we work with Campaign for Working Families, and we work with Clarify to make sure that everybody gets everything that's available to them. So make sure you give us a call, 215-879-7777. Ask for Tiffany, and we'll get you coming into the office and get you squared away, okay?
Jacqueline, thank you very much for your call. Senator, before we go to the next call, we're going to go to Joanne. She wants to talk about library funding. I know you have a reading initiative that you were engaged with. And before we get further along, I do want to go to Joanne because she wants to talk about library funding. I thought that would be a good time to go over a little bit about your initiative. And
we do a program, and this is summer number seven coming up, called Read to Succeed. Read to Succeed. And it's an intensive four-week program during the summer that works with first, second, and third graders to get their reading skills up at grade level. What we know is that grade level reading by fourth grade, the promise for academic success for the rest of your life is way over the top. It's just huge in terms of all the research that's been done. So we want folks to, if they have young people, we only have 500 slots available this summer, if they have young people, first, second, and third grade, who want to work on their reading skills this summer, our Read to Succeed program is completely free. It's completely free. We're at 9 different locations during the course of this summer. Just give our office a call at 215-879-7777 and make sure you get into one of the slots that are out there. We work with young people from about 8:30 in the morning till about 12:30, 1 o'clock, 1:30 in the afternoon. They get breakfast and lunch, and they work with certified reading teachers to help with their reading skills. And it goes for a four-week period. It's 5 hours a day. It's intense. But we know is this, that the average progress for our young people is about 6 months. So it's 6 months ahead on the average, not everyone, but on the average, about 6 months ahead after they finish our program, and it's completely free. 215-879-7777.
Thank you, Senator. Senator, we're going to go back to the callers. We're going to go to Joanne. Joanne, go ahead. You're live with Senator Hughes.
Good evening, Senator Hughes.
Joanne, what's going on?
What a segue. Okay. I worked for Read to Succeed for the last two summers.
You're the best. You're the best.
I'm a retired teacher, and I also do volunteer work for the free libraries.
There you go.
And my concern is such that I'm sitting here worried because school is about to end.
Yep.
Or has ended for most. However, these children will be playing on the street, running all day, and those that can be introduced to reading programs such as the one you have or the ones that are older that go to the library. My concern is if there's one person absent from a library on a particular day, very often the library has to close down. Now, my question to you is funding. I don't understand, and maybe it's above my head because, again, my passion and my advocation is for children learning to read.
Yep.
So I can't understand why the same passion I'm feeling isn't the passion of every adult in the country that libraries and reading programs such as the one you have and the concept promulgating Read to Succeed, why would the library be understaffed? Why isn't funding available to support the libraries? It's not profit-making. I don't get it. I do volunteer work, and I'm there, and I see the impact it has on the community.
Yep.
People come to fill out resumes because they don't have computers at home.
Yep.
People come to look for jobs, and I observe the people. Before I volunteered, I observed the people in the library because I wanted to make sure it was something I could work with. And I was impressed with the way that when people asked for help, everybody was so cordial and supportive and made the person feel valuable. And as an educator, that's a concept that I promulgate, is everybody learns from someone else. Treat people with respect. So my question to you is, what can you do to support funding for the library so that it could be staffed fully?
So let me say this, Joanne. First of all, thank you for your work for Read to Succeed. You know how successful that program is.
Yes.
You know what a benefit it is. The breakfast, the lunch, the reading skill training, the testing for vision. As most folks know, as you know, Joanne, the vision testing. We have Will's Eye come out and test every one of our children to make sure that they can see correctly, and if they can't, they get two free pairs of glasses.
Yes.
One they can take home with them, and one they leave with the school nurse. So it's a great program. We want this year to be the kind of success so that we want to be able to say without any hesitation that this needs to be a citywide, if not a statewide program.
I agree.
There's no excuse. There's no excuse. It cannot be tolerable that less than a third of the students in the city of Philadelphia are reading at grade level by fourth grade. That just cannot be acceptable. So that's what Read to Succeed. It's intense. As you know, we don't play with anyone, all right? You come in there to read. We're not fun and gaming, okay? We're coming there to read, okay?
Love the program. As a read specialist, I was very impressed, and I love it.
And I thank you for your help because it's been invaluable. As a former library employee, all right, I used to work in the library system a long time ago. I won't say how many years, all right? I am a lover of books. I am a lover of libraries. The city's library system is largely funded by the city. There are some state dollars that come through, but not enough. Folks need to value libraries. The libraries are beginning to make the transition to 21st century libraries because of the technology and take advantage of the technology. But I can tell you without any hesitation, there's nothing like turning a page in a book. Nothing like turning a page in a book.
Exactly.
So we're encouraging folks. First issue is if you've got young people in your block, in your family, in your community, and they don't have anything to do during the course of the summer, get them over to the library. Get them over to the Philadelphia Free Library, or if you're in Montgomery County, because we have a lot of constituents who live in the county, get them over to the county library in Montgomery County. We represent Conshohocken. We represent White Marsh. We represent Upper Dublin. In fact, we're trying to help Upper Dublin build a brand new library in their community up there. So get them there. The Philadelphia libraries, for the most part, have air conditioning. It's a great place to hang out, and the staff there are fabulous. It's got to be more of a priority, I think, for our mayor and our city council to allocate more money to the libraries. This is their budget season as well in city council. So everyone should be in contact with their city council person to assist there, to let their city council person know what the deal is and why libraries are important. But they are a tremendous resource, and the staff is incredible. The staff is incredible. Every library that I've been into in the city has always been, I've always been met with welcome, warm, caring staff trying to help you figure out what it is you're trying to learn while you're in that library. So thanks, Joanne. Appreciate you.
Joanne, thank you very much for your call center. We're coming down the home stretch here. I think you have some concluding remarks for those that have joined us.
Yeah, we're a little bit over time. We're scheduled for an hour. It's probably about an hour in 3 minutes. We're about 3 minutes past the hour. We want to thank the governor for his participation. A lot of folks, and I'm going to come back to that in a minute, a lot of folks looking at the list of questions that have come up, a lot of folks have legal questions. Probably the best legal resource in the city or in the state is Community Legal Services. I pulled up their website, clsphila.org, clsphila, PHILA.org. I'll say it one more time, clsphila.org. If you're having problems with eviction, if you're having problems with bad landlords, if you're having problems with any kind of legal problem, work with Community Legal Services, clsphila.org, clsphila.org, and their phone number is 215-981-3000. 215-981-3700. 215-981-3700. Another point that I want to make, a number of folks have called in, were asking about the conditions of the streets in Philadelphia. Something must have happened in the last few weeks, because streets all around the city, especially the streets in the 7th Senatorial District, are going through the repair process. And, you know, that's never fun, because you got to, what do they call it, mill those streets down, and you got to
mill them and refill them.
You got to break them down and fix them back up. I know a lot of the streets in Winfield and the Overbrook section of Philadelphia are going to go into process. I know the mayor put on a brand new, hired a third crew with, I think, another 40 additional street workers to do the repair work for the streets. So I see a lot of activity going on there. But, you know, if you need some extra work, call up my office, 215-879-7777. Again, make sure you ask for Tiffany. Or call up your local council person. Most of these roads are streets, are city-owned streets. So, you know, we have three council people, Councilman Curtis Jones Jr., Councilwoman Janie Blackwell, Councilman Darrell Clark, three pretty powerful city council people. They have the capacity to get work done and get work done right away. So that's the issue on streets. Any general housing questions? As I said, CLS Philadelphia, clsphilla.org, Community Legal Services is a great resource. And always call my office, 215-879-7777. If you're concerned at all about the state budget, go to my website, senatorhughes.com, senatorhughes.com. We have regular updates, regular videos, regular social media that's going on with the state budget. As you know, we chair the Appropriations Committee on the Democratic side, so we're kind of all up in it. And we'll be able to answer any questions. Myself or my staff will be able to answer pretty much any question that comes up about the status of the negotiations with the state budget. Be clear, if you're for raising the minimum wage, now is the time to call. You don't need to call your senator, because he's already on the case. Your state rep, the governor, any other people who you want to call, now is the time to call them, because we got to march to raise the minimum wage in Pennsylvania. That's a big deal. That's a very big deal, and we think there's a window of opportunity that can happen right now. Again, finally, got to thank the governor. Got to thank Governor Tom Wolf for being on the call. He chose our office, our constituents in the 7th Senatorial District to talk to. He's not done this with any other senator in Pennsylvania. And I feel real honored that he chose to do it with us. And I thank you, Governor Wolf, for just being part of our team to try to move the ball forward in any way that we can. We need a little bit more help getting a few more Democrats up here in Harrisburg, but I don't want to make it too political, all right, but because I'm not allowed to. If you want to pay attention to what I'm doing, I know a lot of my constituents are looking to follow me on social media. On Twitter, it's at Senator Hughes. On Twitter, it's at Senator Hughes, okay? Senator Hughes. Just put in Senator Hughes. I'm the only one there, okay? And you can follow me on Twitter. You can follow me on Instagram, all right? Instagram is Sen Vincent Hughes. Sen Vincent Hughes. You can follow me on Instagram as well. So thank you all very much, Hugh. I want to thank everybody, okay? If they have any calls or questions, call my office, 215-879-7777. Of course, you have to speak to Tiffany, okay? Tiffany Wilson, and talk to her. Check us out on the website, senatorhughes.com, and follow us on social media, at Senator Hughes. All right. Did we cover everything, Hugh?
I think you covered everything. There's just one last thing to do, and just a reminder for those that remain on the line with us. If you didn't have a chance to ask your question, remain on the line, and you'll be able to leave the question on the voicemail, and Senator Hughes and his staff will get back to you. Again, the senator's phone number is 215-879-7777.
There you go. All right, Hugh?
There's only 4-7.
All right, and so look, I'm looking at these names. Missy and Brenda and Mary and Connie and Joanne and Linda and Roseanne and Rose and Keisha and Bernetta King and Margie Miller and Cecilia Thompson. You better call my office tomorrow, 215-879-7777. Ask to speak to Tiffany Wilson, all right?
All right. Well, thank you to everybody who joined us here this evening. You've been a wonderful audience, and have a good remainder of the evening.